This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. The subprime mortgage crisis is bad for borrowers and for lenders, too. And there's no sign that either can expect a happy new year. The rules are changing for everyone. For the final part of our series on where we are with the housing crisis, Phyllis Fletcher reports on one Seattle mortgage broker.
David Hatlin will spend a little more time in 2008 saying things like this.
Oh, well, there's a couple of issues that popped up in your credit score. It looks like your credit score is a little bit less than what we were hoping to have. Let's take a look at what caused this. And I'll go through it. It says, well, it looks like you have a couple collections from the ABC company, from a Verizon collection.
This is about the time Hatlin sees the blotches.
Blotchiness actually comes out on quite a few people. You'd be surprised as soon as you bring up the credit report, all of a sudden you look up and, you know, a couple blotches on the neck and you see that blood pressure grow up.
Hatlin is a loan officer and manager at Home Street Bank in Seattle. His bank is on the conservative side. He says he never dealt in a lot of loans that would be considered high risk or subprime, but he and his clients are still affected by them. And now he has some bad news. 680 used to be considered a decent credit rating. Even 660 was okay. But starting next month, people with credit ratings in that range will have to pay a higher interest rate, 0.75 points higher.
So on a $400,000 loan, that's a $3,000 hit.
Let's say your credit rating is even lower.
You know, somebody with two or three collections and maybe a couple lates here or there, but definitely not bad.
Not bad, but those late payments will cost you. Your interest rate will be even higher. So again, on a $400,000 loan,
that's a $5,000 add-on. So that's a pretty big hit.
Hatlin says the bar in credit ratings used to be a lot lower, and it was a pass-fail test. Either you had good credit and got a standard loan, or you didn't. Instead, maybe you got a loan with less favorable terms, but lower requirements.
Those loans are now pretty much gone.
And with the new fees, when someone's credit rating is just okay, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will make the borrower take on more risk. Because of that, Hatlin has a few clients running around Seattle, trying to get a house before the rules kick in. And he has four clients who qualified for loans until Wall Street pulled out of the subprime market. Suddenly, this summer, they didn't qualify for anything. Their credit rating wasn't quite high enough, or their down payment wasn't big enough.
Oh, that's always a tough phone call to make. Two of those four people have already gotten into another home. One is working on it, and one I think is probably really discouraged, and they don't have the ability or the want to really save money.
It doesn't seem fair. People in the credit score gray area would have had no problem getting a house last year. They wouldn't have had to sit there and go over every little mistake.
It isn't fair sometimes.
I showed him closing papers for the house I bought through his bank with my husband this year.
Let's take a look at the rest of your paperwork.
He says I'm one of those people who would be able to jump that credit hurdle, even today.
So good job. You got a good loan, nice, safe, perfect loan.
Really?
I don't see anything in here that would really be a red flag.
Phew. That's Noreen LeBlanc. She works for the Washington State Housing Commission. The commission helps people get affordable loans. LeBlanc says subprime wasn't always a bad word.
To me, the subprime terminology had a negative impact when it got associated with predatory lending practices.
Bait and switch routines. Getting borrowers into loans that were meant for people who have money but can't document it in traditional ways. She says anyone who got a loan they have questions about should show the closing papers to a relative or friend or someone else they trust. David Hatlin says he'll probably hear a lot more moaning and groaning about the new fees in 2008, but he says it's all part of a cycle.
Starting back in about 2003, I was thinking, boy, the shoe has to drop at some point. We can't have these low rates for this long of a period of time. And also, when you start seeing dentists quitting their jobs so they can remodel houses and flip them, that's never a good sign.
He says real estate is a feast and famine business.
We've had a really big feast for a long time, and when the bigger the feast, the bigger the famine.
For NPR News, I'm Phyllis Fletcher in Seattle.